This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Yesterday was the 4-H Beef Show at the Macoupin County Fair, and the exhibitors were proud to be showing off their summer projects. I talked with one 4-H exhibitor, Braden Wolf, who was showing for the very first time.
I'm 9 years old. This is my first time showing cows. I have a little sister named Ava, and I live in Brighton.
Okay. How do you think your first show went today?
Good.
Looked like your calf was behaving pretty well for you. She looked like a nice one. You like her?
Yes.
Yeah. What made you want to show cattle?
They are, like, you can, like, go out there, like, you have to, like, set up the feed and feed them, and that's it.
So they're just a fun project to have in general, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the calf you showed here today.
Her name is Hope. She was born in November, and she only got to about the food, but she corn and beans.
What breed is she? Do you know?
Shorthorn.
Are you going to show next year?
Yes.
Braden is 9 years old and from Brighton. He showed his heifer to a class win yesterday for the first time. I also spoke with one seasoned showman, Riley Rhodes. Riley had a great day showing, winning Grand Champion Heifer, Grand Champion Steer, and Champion Junior Showmanship.
Well, I've been showing livestock since I was about 4, and I think since then I really like it.
How'd you get into showing livestock?
Well, it's been in our family ever since my Grandpa Carney.
And you got Champion Heifer and Champion Steer here at the 4-H show. Can you tell us a little bit about that heifer and the steer that you won with today?
Well, the steer, he goes wild on me. And the heifer, well, I show her around a lot, and I think it's kind of fun, but she gets wild too.
Well, they look like they both behaved pretty well out here today. What'd you have to do to get your cattle ready to show today?
Well, not much, since it's really hot. You don't have to fit them, thank God. So we didn't really have to do much, bring much. But we do have a guy named Chris. He came all the way down from Texas just to help us.
Wow, that's a far ways to travel here for the county fair. Is he going to help you at the open show tomorrow, too?
Yeah, and he's also helping at Nebraska on Saturday.
Okay. What's your favorite part about the fair?
The open show.
You said it's a little bit more challenging. There's a little bit more competition there. Is that why you like it?
Yeah.
Who helps you the most at county fairs to be able to get your cattle in here looking the way you want them to look?
Well, last year we had a couple different people. This year we only have my mom, my dad, and Chris, but I think it's gone really good so far this year.
Riley is 10 years old and from Carlinville. Next week, he will travel to Nebraska for the Hereford Nationals. Good luck to Braden in Nebraska, and congratulations to all the exhibitors at the Macoupin County Fair. Just watching, it's easy to tell the passion these young people have for their projects and the hard work they put into the projects. Come out to the Macoupin County Fair today for some more 4-H fun. The Open Cattle Show begins at 8 a.m. today. The Poultry Show begins at 9 a.m. And the 4-H Goat Show will begin at 1 p.m. Come on down to the pit during the truck and tractor pulls tonight for some food, drinks, and reserve seating provided by CHS. Tomorrow, the fair begins bright and early yet again at 8 a.m. with the Section 15 FFA Fair. The rabbit show began at 9 a.m., the open goat show at 9:30 a.m., and the open horse show at 10 a.m. Be sure to come out and enjoy the fair and support your local agriculture. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.